KBPS Portland online at kbps.au.
Good morning. It's 11 a.m. and I'm Elizabeth Rose.
And I'm Grady, reporting live at the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025. A competition for surfing dogs, yep, on Saturday, 14 miles south of San Francisco in Pacifica, around 20 dogs competed in the annual World Dog Surfing Championship. In order to be in the finals, they competed against similarly sized dogs. As for judging, they were being rated on how long they could stay on the board, as well as how they kept their balance and if they did any tricks. The event draws in thousands of spectators every year, and it's no surprise. Who doesn't want to see a dog riding surfboards?
That sounds so cute.
Yeah, it does.
Well, we all love our parks with tall trees, shading dog parks, playgrounds, and urban hikes all around Portland, but many of those beautiful trees could be in danger. The emerald ash borer is a small, shining green beetle that has been found in four counties southwest of Portland, but has not yet set foot in Multnomah County, as far as anyone knows, says Willamette Week. There are nearly 100,000 ash trees around Portland that could be vulnerable to the beetles. And when they bite, the trees have a 99% fatality rate. Although ash trees only make up around 1% of our city's canopy, losing that many trees could still be devastating.
If you're heading to any Oregon State parks, you should probably account for the new parking fee that's being implemented. 21 locations will be requiring a parking permit. The fee is $10, but that doesn't apply to anyone walking, biking, using public transit, having a hang tag from an Oregon State park camping reservation, or having a 12 to 24 month parking permit. If you're going to parks a lot, these multi-month permits are a great deal. It's $20 for the 12 month per, or it's $30 for the 12 month permit, and it's $50 for the 24 month permit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of fun stuff going on in our parks, as everyone knows, so I'm going to tell you about some of the fun stuff that you can do around Portland. Today, Gateway Discovery Park is hosting Tennis on the Go from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., so that's still happening for three more hours. And from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. is hosting DJ Time with DJ George, where you can enjoy family-friendly music while playing in the plaza, playing with the games and crafts that Gateway has. A ton of other Portland parks also have games and crafts to go along with free lunch and play. This afternoon, the Come Through Market is open. The market is an incubator market centering Black and Indigenous farmers and makers. That's from 3 to 7 p.m. and is located at The Red on Salmon Street. For fans of music and soulful saxophone, at 6:30, you can see King Louie and Renato Caronto at a free concert at Columbia Park. And at 7:30, you can watch Bring Them Home at Connemoxt Park. If you like salmon, biking, or the environment, you can ride for salmon tomorrow evening. From 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., you can bike a relaxed 5 miles, starting and ending at the Duck Pond in Laurelhurst Park. They recommend you stick around at the park for guest speakers and other activities before and after the ride. And organizers also ask that you wear blue to mimic the beautiful Snake River that the ride strives to support. You can find more info about that at hellscanyon.org or at shift2bikes.org. That's 2 like the number. This Saturday is Music Millennium's annual Customer Appreciation Barbecue. That's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, August 9th at Music Millennium. There will be free food, beverages, and live music from 7 different bands. That set features Milo Binder opening up at 11 a.m., Three Holy Brothers at noon, Maya Wayne at 1 p.m., Opdemics at 2, Rattlesnake Mama at 3, Eric Worley at 4, and closing off with Brooklyn Dell and the Revelators at 5 o'clock. Again, if you're interested, that event is Saturday, August 9th at Music Millennium from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS.
And I'm Grady. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with a weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice. Have you ever sat there in math class and asked yourself, when am I ever going to use this? Well, the answer is, more often than you think. Basic math and algebra skills are some of the most sought after by employers. Veterinarians use math to figure out how much medicine to give a dog. Roofers need to calculate how many shingles to buy to roof a house. And tailors need to determine how much fabric to buy to make a suit. No matter what the occupation you choose, chances are you'll need good math skills. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon.
Where do my friends and other students find their voice? We find our voice through the performing arts, along with millions of other high school students. By expressing yourself in a role on stage, through an instrument, or at the debate podium, the performing arts give us freedom to find ourselves, to find our place. The stage is where I can play, perform, and compete with my friends.
Performing arts at your school is where creativity meets courage. Encourage the students in your life to find their voice through the performing arts. This message presented by the NFHS, where we encourage all students to play, perform, and compete together.
Portland weather.
Forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high of 75 degrees. Tonight it'll be partially cloudy with an overnight low of 56. Tomorrow it'll be partially sunny and a high of 81. And right now it is gray and 64 degrees in the Rose City. Up next we have Chiquitita by ABBA.